time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath.
This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order for however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio. There are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And thank you all for joining us. I've been a naturopath for almost 40 years, so sometimes when you ask a question about a specific product, if I've never seen the product or the ingredient list, sometimes the name of a product is just a name, and I'm not sure. I need to know what their ingredients are. And then again, a lot of times there's hundreds of companies, and some of the companies are better than other companies. Problem with a lot of the companies is the CDC and CLA, which is a private laboratory. They've been going around, they go to different health food stores around the country, and they'll just pull up or take out off the shelf a bunch of different products. And one of the products, as an example, that they were testing is melatonin. And they took just 100 different melatonin products and tested them, and they found that more than 90% of them did not have the actual ingredient amount as listed on the bottle. So if it said 3 milligrams, they might have only measured 1 milligram in there. And then a lot of companies that are being tested are finding out that there's contaminants, either solvents that weren't cleaned out when they were making it, or other kinds of contaminants in there. So I'm very careful about what I carry. We have our brick and mortar store, Health Naturally. That's here at in El Paso, Texas, 7040 North Mesa, on the west side, for those of you that live in El Paso. And we carry the Nature's Sunshine herbal products. And I can say in talking to them, I call the company quite a bit, talk to the science department to get an exact understanding of what's in there. And they have never failed an independent laboratory assay for potency or contamination since 1972. That's something that really I look at. Last week, I want to mention that again just because it's so important. A candida, a new fungus, a yeast, that's nothing new. Women get, they've heard of candida albicans and yeast infections. But there is a yeast that's really increasing and colonizing everywhere. And they found that it's 41 to 88% fatal. And that's very high. It's they're talking about that because of all of the agricultural use, the pesticides and the herbicides and the especially the fungicides. Actually, what you've heard of MRSA, which are these antibiotic-resistant bacterias, and again, because so many antibiotics are being used, and in the agricultural industry, especially the husbandry, food husbandry, where animals are raised for food, whether it's beef or pork or lamb or chickens or turkey, any of these animals that are being raised for food, they are given now antibiotics routinely in the food. And what's happening is you now have these super bacteria called MRSA, and which are antibiotic resistant bacteria, and that's because of so many antibiotics. What a lot of people don't realize is that about 90% of all of the antibiotics in the United States is consumed by animals in animal feed, and the other 10% goes to humans. Well, now they found the same thing happening in agriculture with all of the fungicides. People don't realize in soil there's a symbiotic relationship between all the organisms that live in the soil. There's a lot of funguses that live in the soil, and they help to break down foods and break down rotting plants and animals or bugs or lizards or anything else that beetles or worm, whatever dies in the soil, these bacteria and funguses break them down, and then they become part of the soil and part of, nutrients for the plants to pick up. Well, because the agricultural industry uses so many fungicides and herbicides and insecticides and all of these, but mainly the fungicides, they're killing all of the healthy funguses, and they've now creating this new super fungus, and it's called Candida aureus. The aureus has to do with the ear, and basically the first person that was diagnosed had the Candida in their ears, so that's where the name came from, Candida aureus. But what they're finding, and again, the headline is the population has a dangerous pathogen that has a 41 to 88% fatality rate. Now, what they've also didn't talk about in this article, but I've done the research on, is there's one thing that both for the MRSA bacteria and for the pathogenic funguses, there is one thing that both fungus and bacteria have not been able to create a resistance to, and that's essential oils. Now, there's a lot of companies that sell essential oils. I would say most of those essential oils are pretty good on the market. We chose a company called doTERRA. We think they're the best essential oils on the market. But what they have found is that these funguses are susceptible to essential oils. Now, because the fungus puts out spores that are in the air, this is one of the things where we're telling people, check out and look at having a diffuser, an essential oil diffuser in your home. If you have kids, put a small one in their bedroom. Put one in your bedroom for the parents. And because the diffuser puts the essential oil, microscopic little droplets, directly in the air, what they have found is that the Candida aureus is in everywhere. It's in the air, it falls down to the ground, on the carpets, it's on the walls, it's on the ceilings, it's on doorknobs, it's on all kinds of different things. What happens is that the essential oils will go in the air, and then basically, wherever the essential oil goes, it will knock out and kill that fungus. So this is one of the reasons that we're recommending essential oils. Some people use Melaleuca, some people use frankincense, and of course frankincense was mentioned in the Bible when the wise men, three of the wise men came to give the baby Jesus frankincense, myrrh, and gold. So we know that frankincense has been around for a couple thousand years and has been being used. Frankincense comes from the Boswellia tree, which has boswellic acid in it, and it's one of the strongest known anti-inflammatories. There's an expression with in the holistic movement industry, and it says, when in doubt, use frankincense. And so if you're not sure what you have, now, a good company like we use doTERRA essential oil frankincense, you can take that internally. And some of the oils you can't. It'll say for external use only on the bottle. And doTERRA really prides itself on having some of the highest grade essential oils. And so you can actually use those in an internal use. Melaleuca I use. You can carry it around when you shake a lot of people's hands or doorknobs or going different places and touching things. You know, every couple of hours you take a little essential oil, put it on your hands, rub your hands together like so, and you've created a barrier on your hands that kill viruses and bacteria. The other one is you put a little drop between your fingers, put it on your underneath your nose, and every time you inhale, you'll have the vapors that kill those funguses and bacteria. I really want to cover that because there's people are being exposed to so many different things, whether it's funguses or bacteria. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was a question online about which essential oils, like I say, frankincense, melaleuca, any of the citrus, melissa is very good, but it's an expensive one, and almost any of the essential oils are going to be, if it's a high-grade company, all of them really are good against bacteria and funguses. So lemon, lime, grapefruit, wild orange, these are all good against infections. doTERRA has one called On Guard, which is like, and they even have it in a little spray bottle. Have you ever noticed that in Japan, they don't shake hands? And they're also a lot healthier. They don't spread germs. And what they do is they bow. Anyway, they developed this instead of shaking hands like in Europe and the United States. Now we have a fist bump or an elbow bump. I think that's a better idea than shaking hands. There was another question for sinus infections about essential oils. And again, I like lavender is one of the better ones. And lavender smells so good. You can either get some on a Q-tip and put a little bit in each nostril, and then again on your finger and thumb, and put it underneath your nose and on your upper lip. And those of us with a mustache, that can really hold an extra essential oil for a lot longer. You just put it under your lip like that, and every time you breathe in, it'll go right into the into your nose and sinus cavities and essentially knock that out. And then, like I say, the other ones that are internal, that'll help viruses or bacteria. And then you can use a diffuser almost like a breathing treatment, a nebulizer, because the diffuser nebulizes the essential oils, and you can just put your head over that diffuser and take a good couple of good 3 or 4 or 5 breaths and fill that your lungs, and you'll get the essential oils into your lungs, and you'll be okay. So good morning. Are you listen only, or do you have a question?
I have a question, doctor. I have seizures, and I go like long periods of time in between seizures, and I don't have any potassium per se, but I do eat bananas, and that seems to help. How much potassium do bananas have?
Oh, well, I'd have to look up, because it depends upon the company, how they're grown. The only other thing you can have to worry about, not just potassium, is seizures. You have to be concerned about sugars. So on the bananas, I would say, you know, there's bananas can be either yellow with no freckles, or the bananas can have a lot of freckles all over them, little brown freckles. Not the big brown spots, those are bruises, but the little freckles. The more freckles it has, the riper it is and the higher amounts of sugar that you're going to get in. So I would use the banana that's still yellow, that's not hard, not green, but it still hasn't ripened enough to give you all that sugar, because you do have to be concerned about sugar when you take for seizures. And that even includes certain carbohydrates that turn to sugar too quickly. So there are some, you know, when you eat foods that don't have a lot of sugar in it, that's going to really help. There's another one, essential oil called Clary Sage, and that can help with seizures. Yeah, copaiba. CBD oil, which comes from the hemp plant, was first acknowledged to be very, very effective against seizures. And now there's doTERRA has come out with an essential oil from the copaiba. It's a Brazilian tree. And so copaiba is as effective in the CBD, and they actually talk about it at about 30 to 60% higher in the CD receptors. So when you take that, that can also help. But if you still get them once in a while, it means you're probably eating something that might be stimulating it. You know, the only thing with potassium, when potassium gets too high in your blood, like if it starts to be above 5.7, you know, we like it about below, you know, in the fours. But once you start getting above 5.3, I don't think it's going to cause it. But when you get potassium up as high as 6, let's say, it can cause heart palpitations. And so you have to be careful of too much potassium because of heart palpitations. Okay. Or if someone's on dialysis with any kind of kidney failure, kidneys help to regulate the potassium. And so actually those on dialysis will tell you, you know, be very careful about how much two minerals, potassium and phosphorus, because they can build up in the system if you're on dialysis. So you have to just be careful of that. But I don't think you're going to be too concerned, especially if you use the banana that's not quite soft yet. And that should really help. And then again, I would do the copaiba.
I do. I take copaiba and CBD. I take 5 drops of copaiba and 5 drops of CBD oil.
Okay.
And also, one time I did smoke marijuana. And
right.
I just took one puff or one hit. And oh my gosh, it was like, I felt like I was cured.
Well, because the CBD, depending upon which type or strain of marijuana you smoke, is going to be the concentration of how much CBD. Now they're actually producing marijuana plants that are very high in CBD and very low in THC, because the THC doesn't affect the brain as much, other than it'll get you high. And another way of taking marijuana to get the CBD or THC is not to heat it. When you smoke it or put it in a food or make a tea, it gets heated. That's when the THC changes and you get high. But if you eat it, to get a high-grade CBD marijuana, you take one little bud, chop it up real fine, and mix it with some cottage cheese or yogurt or something soft like that, and then you just eat it. But again, don't heat it. But when you heated it and you smoked it, it's because you got that in, and it sometimes it is a miraculous plant. I think the marijuana and the hemp plant are almost miracle plants that have been put on the earth, because they give all kinds of medicine.
Can you address the condition of having nodules on adrenal glands? Do they need to be surgically removed, or are they okay to leave alone when they are considered benign?
Okay, it depends if it's affecting your parathyroid. And so what they'll do is they'll do a blood test with your calcium levels. And if your calcium scores are, let's say, getting higher than, let's say when you measure it in the tens, 10.3, but if it starts to be 10.9 or in the 11s, then they're going to definitely check your parathyroid. So if the nodule is growing, or if it's affecting your parathyroid, they'll probably go in and remove the nodule. Now, if the nodule is solid and external of the thyroid, they'll just remove the nodule. But if the nodule is infiltrated into the part of the thyroid, they'll probably remove that side. They don't remove the whole thing. They just, as much as possible, attempt to remove just the nodule. But sometimes they'll remove one side or the other side, wherever the nodule is. So you still have the other half of your thyroid and the other half of your parathyroid. So you're pretty okay. But if it's affecting that parathyroid, then you do have to have it treated, because the effect on the parathyroid is worse than not doing anything. So it is important to have that taken care of. And again, most of the time, it's a very benign minor surgery. They'll just go in and remove the little nodule and have none. But if it's benign and not doing anything and it's not growing, then you're totally okay. Good morning. Are you listen only, or do you have a question?
Yes, good morning, doctor. I have a question.
Okay.
My wife is 58 years old, and about mm-hmm. a year and a half ago, she was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
The cancer had spread. Yeah, it had spread to the liver, the lung, there's some other spots in the chest, a lot of it in the lymph nodes.
So that's already
and
dangerous.
She's had about almost 30 chemos of about five or six mm-hmm. different types of drugs mm-hmm. since then. And now they're saying that they're at the end of the line for chemo. They want to do some sort of targeted therapy. For that, we'll have to go out of town. And we've been doing some natural things, you know, mm-hmm. we've been doing some organic wheatgrass drinks and some, you know, and we don't have junk food in the house, and we drink alkaline water and, you know, just some various things.
As much as you can that you're learning. Yeah. One of the things, the most important thing with any kind of cancer, and once they label it stage 4, it means that the primary cancer, which in this case was breast cancer, you're saying, that now spreads. And once it spreads to the liver and the lungs and maybe the bones and the lymph system, it becomes very difficult. So the first thing I would say is, according to the research, there are no chemotherapy agents that can affect stage 4 cancers. What they'll look for is tumors to merely get smaller. Okay, but that doesn't mean the cancer is gone. And what ends up happening is you get cancer cells that are stronger and stronger and stronger, and they become more and more resistant. So what becomes critical is getting on a natural program, which it sounds like you're starting to already. But more important than the wheatgrass is following a very specific diet. And it has to be a vegetarian ketogenic diet with a good 60 to 70% raw food. And one of the things that you have to make sure of is there's an amino acid called methionine. And you want to be careful, because cancer loves the amino acid methionine. So you have to do a very restricted, on all the foods you eat, they have to be very restricted in the amino acid methionine. So there's different herbs and vitamins and enzymes that you can take. Then there's some very specific kinds of therapies. And we use high-grade oxygen therapy, and we use electrical therapy for that, and we also use far infrared therapy. So we use three very specific therapies, and two of them, the EWOT, which is exercise with oxygen therapy, you're breathing high amounts of oxygen, and the far infrared sauna, you're also breathing high amounts of oxygen while you're in that. That sauna will help go after cancer anywhere else in the body. And then if you have it in the lung, as an example, then you'll use different kinds of essential oils in a diffuser and use it as a nebulizer and actually breathe that in to go after the cancer in the lungs. The cancer outside the lung, that's where you use the far infrared heat. Cancer doesn't like heat. Now, in regular medicine, they'll use radiation because that's cancer doesn't like the heat, and radiation causes that kind of heat. But there is a new technique. I don't know how they would use it on yours, because gamma ray, a beam, you know, gamma knife, but you have to know exactly where the tumors are. And if there's multiple tumors all over, they're not going to be able to do that technique, because if they're using more and more chemicals, what they're doing is making the cancers more and more resistant. And so you have to be careful on that. And there's essential oils, there's vitamins, there's minerals, there's herbal compounds, there's and then you're drinking the alkaline water, which is good, and then there's very specific diet. So it sounds like you're on the right track.
Now, that diet you mentioned was a vegetarian. Does it yeah. have to be vegan or
not necessarily vegan? Okay. It's pretty much vegetarian, but at least for the first 1 to 3 months, we don't even like dairy products. So, and again, you want to really lower the amount of sugar. Cancer cells feed on sugar, so they use sugar to ferment to make their ATPs. So it has to be pretty strict. Once you have stage 4 cancer, for at least the 2 months, you have to really be strict.
I bought some CBD oil from Barleans. They're making several different ones.
Uh-huh.
Barleans, I think, is pretty reputable. And they actually have a 40% discount for cancer patients.
That's correct.
From their website. Initially, actually, she's been using the CBD all along. I was getting some from Colorado.
Yeah, that's where it originally started. Now, doTERRA makes one called Copaiba, and also very high in CBD action. So we see people doing traditional and non-traditional, meaning some people just decide, I only want to do alternative, and some people say, I want to do both. And we support people that do both.
After what I've seen with this chemo, I think if I ever get cancer, I'm an armchair quarterback here, but I think if I ever get cancer, it's going to be all natural and prayer. And if
prayer.
The Lord wants me home, I'm bound for glory, you know, but...
My prayers go out.
Thanks for all you do. I think El Paso has a treasure in having you. And
thank you so much. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915- 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Just for that last caller, one of the most important things you can take is the spice turmeric, but it has to be organic and non-irradiated. We have it in different forms. We have it in the essential oil that you would be taking, and we have it in the powder. And you want to get that powder, the raw powder, and you want to start taking that at least a teaspoon 3 times a day in some kind of smoothie. It's the study reveals that turmeric is more effective at killing cancer cells than any chemo or radiation. And this is a article that I just have here, and it was published in the Journal of Anti-Cancer Research. And they're saying that it is true that the spice turmeric, that's that yellow spice that you see in curry, Indian food. So that's going to be something she wants to take right away. Come in, get that powder, get the essential oil of turmeric, and you're going to take about 3 to 5 drops a day of the essential oil. That's not a lot. And at least 3 teaspoons a day in some kind of smoothie. And that's critical for any kind of cancer. So I wanted to make sure you knew about that spice. Anyway, again, that study for turmeric is very critical and one of the most important things people can take. That and CBD oils and the hemp.
What oils can be used for inflammation ankle area?
Well, almost any of the oils can be used for our anti-inflammatory. And for pain, there's a combination, a couple of things. One is called Deep Blue. doTERRA makes a combination of the top anti-inflammatory, anti-infection essential oils, and they actually make it in a lotion and in the pure essential oils. So I would look at that called Deep Blue and get that oil, and you put that right on any kind of muscle pain, strain, ligament, tendon, where you get a sprained ankle. And then there's another one called Past Tense, and that's also a very strong anti-inflammatory. So they all have those. But almost any oil itself, essential oil, will be an anti-inflammatory oil. If it's a good company like doTERRA, all of their essential oils are going to be high grade. And again, most of them are anti-inflammatory. Copaiba is a part of the CBD family. So it comes from that Brazilian tree. And copaiba oil, they've actually done studies, and it has a little bit higher effect than the hemp plant itself. So it's about 30 to 60% stronger, depending upon which hemp plant is tested, that it affects the CBD 2 receptors, and it really does help with inflammation, and it helps, you know, inflammation is basically the beginning of any known health condition.
I have a question, Dr. Bedouf.
Okay, good morning. How can I help you then?
Okay, this is Kirby. I have a question about a friend who's had lab test, and she has the mitral valve, mitral and tricuspid valves have regurgitation.
Okay, yeah, and they measure that ejection fraction is what that's called, and so they'll measure that regurgitation, right, how much blood is going back in. So, yeah, as people age, it's very common. It gets calcified is what happens. Those valves become stiffer and stiffer, and it's just this very fine, fine, almost like a saran wrap, thin valve, and it's supposed to open and close properly. So one of the things, are you asking what to do for that?
Correct.
Okay, so one of the things that we do for the heart is the one of the best vitamins for the heart is vitamin E. And the vitamin E has to be full-spectrum vitamin E, and that's going to be the tocotrienols and the tocopherols, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, and selenium. Okay, both the selenium and the vitamin E. Now, since all that research, which was years and years ago, now we have things like CQ10 that we've added, and also the essential fatty acids from like fish oil. So that's really been important that they've added that. And then to take the calcium away and actually reverse that, is we've added vitamin D with vitamin K2. And the vitamin D, we use about 500 micrograms of vitamin D per 5,000 units of vitamin D. And depending upon, we usually like them to get a vitamin D test, blood test, so we know what their levels are. We want to get their levels up to about 75. But we use that, and we use a compound called serapeptase. And serapeptase will actually help the three of them, the vitamin D, the vitamin K2, and the serapeptase, actually helps to remove that calcium from the valves and strengthen the heart. You can really do a lot of things to help build the heart. Linus Pauling put out his heart program. This was many, many years ago. And he would say for everybody to take a vitamin C at a 2-to-1 ratio with L-lysine. So we use a vitamin C that's a full-spectrum vitamin C, but in a time release. And I like that because the time release, you really get rid of a lot of vitamin C that you take. So you have to be careful how much you take, and because you'll just pee it out. So we use it in a time release formula at 1,000 milligrams, a full spectrum with all the bioflavonoids in it, and then a 500 milligram L-lysine. And so they would do that. And that actually helps to rebuild the tensile strength or the plasticity of the heart and the tissues and the arteries. And with the vitamin D, vitamin K2, serrapeptase, it'll take that calcium back out of the plaque deposits and the valve and put it back into the bones. Thank you very much for that call. Excellent call for anybody with heart disease, because it's going to be the same kind of program. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. And a lot of questions, and I guess, on cancer. So the other thing is frankincense, and doTERRA has one of the best frankincense. You can take it internally and put it externally wherever you know the tumors are. But internally, you would take frankincense also. Questions online, one of them was talking about their vitamin D level. Now, when you measure your vitamin D, 28 is, to me, a very low number. Doctors will tell you, well, if you're at 30, you're okay. No, you're not okay. You want that number to go up to at least 75. They have found that when your vitamin D level is 75, let's say 75 to 90, you cut your risk of every known cancer by 75%, and that's a huge amount. Now, when it's low like that, what I would have people do is take the 5,000 unit of vitamin D that we use, and it's very inexpensive. You can get it, 100 or 120 in a bottle, and I would have them take five of those twice a day. So that's 50,000 a day, because each one is 5,000. So taking five of them two times a day. And I would have them do that anywhere from 4 to 7 days in a row, and which case that'll bring it up quickly. So that's something that you can do. And again, you take it with vitamin K. This study that came out on turmeric and cancer, because the mere mention of cancer strikes fear in the hearts of many people, and rightfully so, because having certain types of cancer often means you'll be facing years of brutal treatments. And if you're lucky enough to live that long, although it's hard to imagine that these diseases could be one day considered non-threatening, in the way a lot of other illnesses used to kill people hundreds of years ago, there's now scientific breakthroughs like the recent study on the effects of turmeric on cancer cells, and giving cancer patients really some hope. And it's one of the strongest known anti-inflammatories, and it has a compound in it called curcumin. But there's also another compound called turmerone, and those chemicals, the curcumin and that chemical together, are extremely strong anti-inflammatories, and they also prevent what's called anti-angiogenesis. They stop cancer cells. They actually go in and disrupt the DNA of cancer cells, and they can, these polyphenols like curcumin and turmerone, they can selectively kill cancer stem cells in ways that put radiation and chemotherapy to shame. So it's really critical, and the more you have, so taking at least 2 or 3 teaspoons a day becomes critical on that. So I wanted to make sure that people understand there's a lot of studies on turmeric now, and there's going to be more and more studies on natural compounds, because they're finding that chemotherapy radiation only worked so much. But natural therapies can either augment traditional therapies, or you can do it on your own. Now, it doesn't mean you cure all cancers. Most of the time, you can stay on top of it. And if the cancers don't grow, the tumors just stay dormant, then don't worry about it. As long as you're living and you're living well and quality of life, that's what counts. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
What can we do to help with chronic bronchitis?
Now, that's a good one. Chronic bronchitis. Some of the best things that you can do, as an example, if someone had it and you have a doctor, getting a vitamin C drip, because vitamin C drips will, but that's medical, so, but it is one of the best. It'll also deal with any of the MRSA bacteria. But in the meantime, you can get a diffuser, essential oil diffuser, and actually put your face over that and inhale and get some of those. There's one called Breathe by doTERRA, and you can put that in the diffuser and actually breathe that in. The other one is you would get the little bottle of Breathe, and oh, I would say at least every hour you would put a drop between your fingers and under your nose and breathe that in. Taking high amounts of vitamin C with bioflavonoids helps to improve sinuses. Also, the herb fenugreek and the herb thyme, the spice thyme, fenugreek and thyme are very specific for the lungs and bronchitis. So if you add vitamin C and an herbal compound called fenugreek and thyme, that's going to really help your lungs. Marshmallow root also helps your lungs. It coats your lungs, so it can stop that. Then there's also in doTERRA, they make a lozenge called Breathe, and you can suck on that. It'll help your throat, and those vapors will go right into your lungs, and you'll be surprised how quickly it'll clear the sinuses and clear the chronic bronchitis. But it also is important to note that if something is chronic, then you would always look to your diet. It means that something you're eating is contributing to the bronchitis. And a lot of times it's the protein gluten that's in a lot of the carbohydrates, and so you have to be careful of that. Sometimes gluten can cause it. Or any food that you're sensitive to or allergic to can also contribute to the lowering of your immune system. Melaleuca is another essential oil that you can put under your nose. Frankincense. Frankincense is a little more expensive. And also, any of the citrus essential oils are anti-infection. So any of those that you're using. But I like the one called Breathe and the lozenge called Breathe. They'll help that cough instantly go away.
So how can we protect ourselves from air pollution, especially chemtrails? Any essential oils that can help, or natural medicines?
Oh, that's a good question. And there are, man. When you look up in the sky sometimes, there are these chemtrails all of the time. So again, when you're in a closed space, like inside your house, that's why you want to have things like the diffusers, essential oil diffusers. Because not only will it help with chemtrails and all those chemicals, but it'll also help with any viruses, bacteria, or the fungal spores that are around. But I like a good diffuser. Have one in your bedroom, maybe one in your kitchen, wherever you work, if you have an office, so that you can clean the air, as I would say, because these diffusers really do work, and they clean the air. And you'll be surprised how healthy you become, especially when you make those changes in your diet. One of the things that I want to mention is an example. In the pharmaceutical industry, in the traditional medical industry, their top concept is, hey, America, eat anything you want, because you'll be rescued by drugs, surgery, or chemotherapy. Meaning they're saying, don't worry about what you eat, because we'll have something that, so you don't have to change your lifestyle. And Western medicine, in many cases, are miracles, some of the surgeries. But in Western medicine, if you suffer something that's a sickness of some kind, then they'll say, don't worry about it, don't make any changes, just continue what you're doing, and we'll give you a drug. Now, obviously, if you break a bone or fall or dislocate something, you're going to take care of that right away. You're not going to just let it be by itself and not do anything. You're going to go to a doctor and they're going to reset that bone, cast it, or fix that dislocation. Same thing, if you get sick, the idea of doing nothing, if you have a heart attack and the idea of doing nothing appeals to you, then don't even bother looking at natural medicine. Because you go to any naturopath in the world, and the first thing they're going to want to do is change your diet. Because diet nutrition is the key. And people don't realize high fructose corn syrup and aspartame and sucralose and monosodium glutamates and nitrates, and there must be 10,000 chemicals now that are in different foods. And those chemicals are designed to affect your taste buds and excite your taste buds to make you really desire and eat those. So, and they're saying, don't worry, you don't have to change, just take these drugs. So I'm saying that's not a good idea. The first thing you want to do is change your diet. Because basically, are you digging your grave with your fork? You know, over the years, how much did you spend on all of these poisonous foods, all of these sugary foods and high sodium and all of these foods with every kind of preservative and chemical in it? And then you always ask these questions like, what went wrong? I can't think of what went wrong. How about, you know, a fork? To me, a fork is one of the most dangerous weapons that you can have. Because let me tell you, it's what you put in your mouth. All of the GMOs, genetically modified organisms, all of the pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, and all of these things are, people are suffering from arthritis and dementia and autoimmune diseases and just all of that. If you go to some of these companies like Monsanto and Bayer and DuPont and Dow and Cargill and Syngenta, and they just infuse toxic chemicals into these foods. They also infuse toxic chemicals into the live animals in their feeds, and they also infuse these toxic chemicals into the earth because they want to kill all the weeds. Everybody wants to have their beautiful green grass, but they're changing the entire ecology of the soils. You know, organic soils are the way to go, and organic high-grade agriculture is possible, and they'll tell you that no, it isn't. But these chemicals are killing the beetles, they're killing the bees, they're killing rabbits and lab mice, and you know, all of these are really strong cancer-causing weed killers. They contain that chemical Roundup, which is glyphosate, and they're sprayed everywhere. And they're sprayed on the multigrains and the conventionals foods, and people are getting diagnosed with liver damage and kidney disease and all of these, and they're wondering, what happened? Where did this come from? Why did I get sick? And again, to me, it's because your fork is the most dangerous weapon. So whether it's the pharmaceutical companies telling you, eat whatever you want, then you can use your fork all you want as a weapon of war on your own body. Or you can change and use that fork as a preventive medicine and take care of yourself, and then you're not bound by all these pharmaceutical drugs. So again, the chemtrails, I think it came from that. Get a diffuser, put it in your bedroom, put it in your kitchen, put it in your place of work. And if you're an employer and you have a lot of employees either in offices or in a big room, get a good diffuser and put it in that room, or put one in each, because you'll really cut down the sicknesses. If you have a private daycare center, a private nursing home, or a private nursery school, or any school private, then I would suggest you don't need the corporations to tell you. You don't need the city or anything. Get a diffuser and put it in. Lavender, it's one of the really premier essential oils that can go in the air, and it smells real good, and you don't have to worry about that. So these are some of the preventive medical things that you can do. Take advantage of that information and do that. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
When you eat a clean diet for a good while, and all of a sudden, if you went and sat down and had pork chops and mashed potatoes and a glass of milk, trust me, you would get sick if you've been on a clean diet for a long time. So no question about it. One of the things I wanted to mention is, they've been pushing the HPV vaccine, HPV, human papillomavirus, for young girls and for children. There was a study that was done that it said that young girls that get the HPV vaccine is making it more difficult for women in their late 20s to become pregnant. And the study was done under the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health. The study shows that it causes women who are in their late 20s to have trouble becoming pregnant. So it's another reason. That's one of the vaccines that I say stay clear of. There are certain vaccines that I do not agree with, and that's the influenza flu vaccines. Over the last 35 years, the CDC has continually said that the flu vaccine has not been very effective, and they say even if it's 10, 20, 30% effective, get it anyway. I think a lot of these vaccines are nothing more than affirmative action programs for the drug companies. Now, rabies vaccines, there's no question about it. Spinal meningitis vaccine for kids that are getting ready to go to school. And again, if you're eating a traditional American diet, which we call SAD, which is Standard American Diet, SAD, and you're eating Big Macs and all of the fast food, then go ahead and get your vaccines, because your diet and your whole lifestyle is one that you have to be careful. But if you're taking a good diet, you're taking vitamins and you're taking essential oils and you're putting essential oils on your hands, well, you're helping your body. You're really building your immune system. So I'm going to say a lot of these vaccines you don't. Now, they're getting to the point where a lot of these vaccines are becoming mandatory. And one of the things that we have seen is that the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, which is a big medical group, they're denouncing completely the mandatory vaccines. So you have a group of doctors out there that are saying to make mandatory vaccines are totally unconstitutional. and they're saying don't do that. We only have 90 seconds left. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine, are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. And today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally, our brick-and-mortar store. You can call 915-833-0222 and get all the information you need. Thank you so much for joining me. Signing off.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.